From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Immigration reform was a major topic during U.S. President Donald Trump's first State of the Union address since he took office more than a year ago. He said for quite some time his administration has worked with both Democrats and Republicans on reforms.
Under our plan, those who meet education and work requirements and show good moral character will be able to become full citizens of the United States over a 12-year period. The second pillar fully secures the border.
And Congressman Joseph Kennedy, who provided the Democrats' response to the president's speech, criticized the president's wall proposal and sent a message to undocumented immigrants commonly referred to as dreamers.
Let me be absolutely clear. Ustedes son parte de nuestra historia. Vamos a luchar. Vamos a luchar por ustedes. Y no, nos vamos a alejar. You are part of our story. We will fight for you, and we will not walk away.
Also, the president revealed a new executive order during his State of the Union address. It cancels a 2009 order in which former President Barack Obama promised to close the Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. 16 years after the first prisoner arrived, 41 detainees remain at Guantanamo. Of the more than 700 prisoners who have been held there since 2002, only a handful have been charged with a crime and even fewer tried. Mr. Trump said during his campaign that he wanted to keep Guantanamo open and loaded up with bad dudes. The order preserves military detention as a counterterrorism tool by keeping the prison open. This is VOA News.